Man, all right, bro. This is another episode of Lost in Translation. Are we recording?
Of course we are.
Because you look worried, man.
Hell no. You know, I'm worried about the loudness of your voice.
Oh, the loudness of my voice? Why? I'm too Cuban for you, B?
Of course. You know, we all Cubans.
We're joined by a reoccurring co-host, Dominican extraordinaire, Washington Heights representer.
Don Platano.
He does 10 burpees and eats a full plate of mango right after.
Thanks.
His name is Beer Fest's own Socrates the Great.
Hey, thank you, my brother EFN. Thank you, my brother Boris, for like inviting me
Stop
here.
Stop throwing
again.
Up gang signs, bro. We don't represent.
That was a peace sign, my brother. And for those of you,
you can put the mic close to you. Just
oh,
so
yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
So Boris be like, "Yo, you're too loud on the mic."
Yeah, you are. You are too loud.
Sometimes, brother.
Yo, take that personal. But hey,
all right, no, you're done. And
happy
also, at the table,
everybody.
Is the man with the mezcal, Johnny Mezcal's in the building.
Johnson, brother. Hell yeah.
Give him the mic, bro. Let him have a mic.
Yo, let him talk.
He's
mic.
Talking to the air.
It's a privilege. Thank you for having me. It's gonna be fun.
And also on the boards, the man of the hour. The guy who didn't vote.
I'm sorry.
The guy who refuses to speak English when he speaks English.
What the fuck? That was a good one.
Yeah, it was good. It was
Boris, a.k.a. Beats in the Hood.
We're here.
Boris, welcome back to another episode of Lost in Translation.
Thank you for the welcome back.
You're not only a host, but you're a guest.
Of course. I'm a guest engineer. I'm everything. You already know, bro.
You do it all, brother.
Yeah, I wear different hats every day. You know how it goes.
So how do you feel about the way that the election turned out after our last conversation?
It is what it is.
I need more. Yeah, I need boy, more depth.
Your boy won. Everybody wanted.
My boy? He's not my boy.
You know what
he
I mean?
He didn't even have Sunset Senior High with me,
okay,
bro.
Okay, man. You know what I mean. Everybody voted for that guy, and that's it.
I mean, obviously not everybody.
So what happens? When is he going to start in the crib? At the warehouse. Next
at
month.
The warehouse? Right? No.
At the warehouse, bro. Come on.
Sorry, bro. I thought you the warehouse.
I heard homie don't want to get out of that shit already.
Your boy. That's
or,
your boy.
No, Trump don't want to get out.
That's your boy.
That's not my boy.
Well, you didn't vote, so you kind of voted for him in a sense.
Right.
I don't want to believe that, but okay. If you want to say it like that, okay.
What are Johnny Mezcal's political inclinations?
Oh man,
shit is real.
I didn't think I was gonna get thrown into this so soon.
Hey man.
Yeah, we're on Socrates' clock. He's gotta leave.
Oh, he
He's gonna turn into a pumpkin.
Yeah.
Straight to the top.
Sound of the police.
Yep.
Called by his wife.
Propose.
That's why his phone is always upside down. So you know.
He doesn't want to know.
You shut me out in front of people, bro.
Yo.
How can you keep it in the low?
All right. Let's Johnny Mezcal.
Give us your John.
I want to hear what Boris has to say.
I already said what
is
I had
it?
To say.
You
yeah.
Don't know?
I'm super lost. I'm lost, brother.
Boris didn't vote.
I didn't vote. I could care less what's going on right now.
He didn't know what to think about anybody.
But let me ask a question.
He said he wanted to vote for Obama.
Obama, I guess.
Yo, but let me ask a question. The 4 years that Trump was in
office,
right? What did it do for you that you like? Okay, I like this.
I never said I liked
no,
it.
No, I know you don't. But I'm saying, just life. Period. Like, what do you think?
I think it sucked.
It sucked the whole 4 years.
Look, man. I mean, look. I'm gonna be real. If it came to, like, straight tax shit, like,
okay,
even my account was like, yeah, no, the Trump shit helped you tax-wise.
Oh, wow.
Real talk.
Wow.
That means that, fortunately, I was in a decent tax bracket that it was
wow,
helpful for me.
That's crazy, dude.
But in reality, man, and I don't want to get too deep because we're trying to be funny guys here right now.
Right. Yeah.
But the truth of the matter is, I think that dude has so much division, which is already... has always been here in the United States, but he brought it out into the forefront, which is good and bad.
Right.
But I'll tell you this. Talk to me before kids, I'm like, fuck yeah, revolution, anarchy, let's fucking blow this bitch up. Talk to me with kids, nah, I don't want to deal with, I don't want anarchy, revolution,
yeah.
Bro. I got kids to raise in this motherfucker that I got to keep safe. Like, bring back the status quo and let's work within the system. You know, that's my position on it.
Right.
That's what's up, my brother.
Hey. Cheers on
it's
that.
It's good. It's good. I'm learning a lot, brother. You know.
You didn't learn a goddamn thing from what I said.
Bro, I don't.
You couldn't even spell one word that I mentioned.
Of course. I'm not, you know.
Maybe but you Spanish. Should try, you should aspire to spell one of those words.
No, no, I'm not.
Spell playing. Anarchy.
Anarchy? How do you start with that? Well, let me start. Wait. Say it again.
Anarchy.
Anarchy?
Yeah.
See.
And who's asking you? Thanks.
That's a lifeline. You got
teacher.
Two left.
I got my English teacher.
So
and
got two lifelines left.
Why are you counting with your finger?
Give me an A.
When you try.
Ah.
He's counting with his finger.
Give me an A.
I'm not too good at spelling shit, but
okay.
You already know.
But what do your finger have to do with that? Like, anarchy. And using his fingers, and you're like, what the fuck are you doing?
He's Boris? Counting how many letters are in that motherfucker.
Right. I'm counting how many letters before that letter comes.
He's like, three times
shit.
Three is anarchy.
Exactly. Right, don't get too crazy, bro. Come on.
So I take it, Johnny Mescal gave you the mic, wants no part in this.
No, don't, Johnny Mescal, man.
The school system is a disaster.
Let me ask you something. You don't have to answer. But I would imagine that Nicas are kind of like Cubans in the sense of how a lot of Cubans voted for Trump.
No.
I would imagine there's a lot of Nicas. Because a lot of Nicas that come from the Sandinista era, they think the same way.
I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. I do have family members that are Trump supporters and things like that. You know, I'm definitely not. Let me put that out there. From the get, he's something else, and I don't understand the mentality on some of these people, but yeah, that's not the route that I'm going.
But you do understand, like I try to understand the ideology behind anybody that tries to vote for him, especially in the Latin American community, because they've been scared shitless by the whole communist socialist thing, which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
They got tricked so easily. In my opinion, when this guy acts like a fucking socialist dictator in his own right, you're going to be scared that the next guy is a socialist dictator. Whatever. Anyways.
Yeah. I mean, I'm more of a pragmatist, right? I'm always going to look for like the better option and things like that. I try to break things down as much as I can. But when it comes to this guy, I mean, I can give him I can say that he did good stuff for like prison reform and things like that. But when it comes to everything else, when it comes to dividing everybody, he didn't do anything. Like, he wasn't trying to get out there and, you know, try to stop a lot of these protests and try to stop the separation. He welcomed it in a way without saying anything.
Yeah, you brought up, and I know that Lost in Translation is not meant to get heavy at all. But
Definitely,
I just wanted, just as for the sake of conversation, you brought up prison reform. And it's funny because on another show that I do called Drink Champs, we've had at least four guests, like respectable people within the hip hop community that are pro Trump, right?
Mm-hmm.
Out of those four, and it might have been more than four, but out of four that I remember, three out of the four used the reasoning that the reason why they were pro Trump was because homies that they knew in prison were able to get out.
Yeah.
Now, my thing with my. And you guys, anybody that knows anything better than me, first of all, I don't think Trump is the one that initiated the prison reform.
Okay.
I would even give it more to the Kardashians, if anybody, because
sure.
They pushed a lot of that prison reform stuff out.
I did not know that. Okay.
And from the layman, if you're a regular citizen, they might not even see that as positive. They'll be like, you're letting out prisoners. I don't get it, because it's not being communicated to the public of what's going on in terms of prison reform.
Why are they letting them out?
But I don't know that I would give that on... Like, I would give the credit to Trump on that. Like, I would give that credit to whoever's pushing
whoever
that agenda.
Initiated.
Yeah, like,
yeah.
Whether it be the Kardashians, and I'm sure there's other people besides the Kardashians.
I mean, he had to sign off on it. You know what I'm saying? That's the only reason
why.
He's the reason
exactly.
He had to sign off of it.
But
he's
always been there.
Other than that... That guy,
like, not for nothing.
He can eat shit.
and this is the last thing, because I feel like it's too serious, but I have a homegirl of mine, Ebony Underwood, that her father has been in prison, bro, I want to say at least since the 80s.
Wow.
At least. He was a part, just to put this in perspective, he was a part of putting together New Edition.
Mm.
You know, back in the days. And, you know, he was like the Suge Knight in a sense, the Suge Knight type figure
right.
of his day.
Okay.
And he got locked up on some, like, whatever, like, drug charges or whatever.
Sure.
And he got, like, multiple life sentences, and he's still in there. Mm-hmm. To the point where his children have had children. And she's been advocating, like, his children are out there. They went to the White House already. They're part of organizations fighting to get him out of prison mm-hmm. because he served his time already.
Yeah. He's a
grandfather now. Like, bro, what the fuck? And he's not getting, like, no one's getting letting him out. So I'm wondering, who's picking the people to get out of prison? Yeah. You know, okay, so I hear somebody go, my homie just got out of prison. I love Trump.
Yeah, there's a lottery.
Your homie just got out of prison?
Yeah.
Your homie. And this guy's a grandfather and he's not getting out of prison? Okay, whatever. I just want to make that point.
Yeah.
The majority of people out there are not in favor.
Talk on the mic.
You know, the majority of people out there are not in favor of the whole idea of letting people have been locked up out.
Right.
And for you to actually let somebody out, I gotta know why.
I know.
You know, because
we said we were gonna end this conversation.
I gotta say my thing.
Took it in Spanish, and it's like, I don't know what to do.
I gotta say my shit, bro, because of their, they gotta be transparent.
Right.
You know, and they gotta have some type of. Something to actually show why those people are being let out. That's right. All I gotta say, man. I don't even wanna talk about this.
You don't have to throw the mic to
yeah,
somebody.
Yeah, for real. Yeah. He just slammed the mic at me. Bro.
Actually, can I have? He's like, is there more?
All right, get that.
Yeah. So
let's get somewhere else.
It is what it is, man.
All right, bro.
I'm just glad that at least we're gonna have a change. Hopefully soon, we're gonna have some kind of change.
Yeah,
well,
the change is coming.
You're gonna get a chainsaw?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, at least you got something for Christmas.
I gotta go Home Depot for that shit.
Oh, yeah?
But a chainsaw. But yeah, man, I hope that there will be some type of change.
I hope.
For the better. And that we could actually see it.
Well, we gotta congratulate Tiff because she has a representative in the White House, a Jamaican. Has made it to the White House.
Rastafari.
We gotta go to Jamaica.
I don't think.
Yeah, what
Kamala is a Rastafari.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, for real. Say it again.
Ari.
Did I say it right? Kamala?
Kamala.
I think people fuck up her name all the time. My bad. Kamala. Kamala. No.
Kamala.
Kamala Harris.
So, yeah, how does that, that's a good look, right?
That's a good look.
That wasn't a curveball question, bro.
Yeah, I'm like, okay.
That wasn't a curveball.
No, look.
What the hell?
I know you don't want to be serious and, you know, because this is a loss in translation, but.
Yeah, and we're clowning.
Know, having
for all you sensitive fuckers, we're clowning.
Exactly.
So clown.
You know, having a.
We got clowns in the.
Yeah, I mean, look at this guy.
Yeah, he
was a part of Ringling Brothers and Dominican Circus over there, bro.
Look who's talking, bro. I gotta keep hitting the rap.
I was born in L.A.,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, okay.
He was born here.
Is that your easy go-to?
Yeah, just keep the mic and stop giving it to him. I was born in Hialeah, man. I'm from here. I'm American. Yeah, all right, yeah. Same thing with your friend. The guy was born in L.A., un chamaco que vino con una balsa. Un balsero. Yeah, okay. Balsero.
I mean, you're right there too, so I don't know what you're talking about.
No.
You're Dominican too, bro. You come from an island.
No, I
think our accents are quite different.
He came in a banana boat. You seen the banana boat?
Look who's saying, bro.
What?
Finish your thought, bro.
I'm in a plane, bro.
In a box.
You said Saddam Hussein? What were you saying?
Huh?
You said Hussein?
Give him a mic.
Like Saddam?
What you talking about?
Is that what you said?
What?
I heard. Hussein.
He came in what? Una cajina.
Una cajina, yeah.
Un poquito.
The incarnation. The incarnation.
Stop throwing the mic around, bro.
Should I keep it?
Yes, hold on to it. When he has something to say, he'll grab it.
Exactly. Oh, okay, good.
Don't worry about it. You don't touch it. I'll touch it.
That's what she said.
Yeah, exactly, because I'm the one going in, not you.
That's what she said.
Yeah, that's what she said.
No,
I'm on the ground, not you.
Wrong guy. No, wrong guy.
Ron's your guy?
No, wrong guy. fun guy.
Okay, great story. That was kind of weird.
But it's okay.
Let's all right, guys, let's get past the politics.
Even though we're buff, it's all good.
Oh, no, you're not.
Rest in peace to that. Now, Socrates, you're looking quite buff today, buddy.
What's up, bro? Nah, come on.
That's all the beers you drink, it, brother.
You see the way Socrates holds the beer? Like, that shit's a weight. He's like, one, two, three. He's like it's a hand car clean. Use your hips.
Is the camera, brother?
The camera's watching you, brother.
Thank you. It looks like you're jerking off on the camera, bro.
Yeah, for real.
I don't do that.
Oh, yeah? Since how long ago?
Since his last OnlyFans post.
Let's continue.
Yo, you do OnlyFans?
Who? What is that, bro?
You got OnlyFans? Socrates? To you?
His is called Los OnlyFans.
Los OnlyFans.
What are you? You looked at the
Latino
camera?
Fans.
He did that.
The camera's not even looking at him.
Who do you think you are, Mr. Wonderful?
You can find him at
Mama.
We're gonna have to edit that part of the video.
Yo, if Dr. Pedro was here, he'd be out of control.
You could call me Bang Diesel.
Yo, he's looking at the camera like he's talking to a potential girl out there. Like, you could call me Bang Diesel.
Oh, shit. This guy, man.
All right, Socrates. Yeah. You out of control.
That's what you said.
Hold up, relax, buddy. And first of all, you don't even have a microphone.
Let's do this again. Chill.
No, you already flexed enough. That's enough talking.
You already did too much. And not only these cameras, that one too, brother. That one's the security camera.
Yeah, that's the one we sent to your wife. Security. So, how was everybody's Thanksgiving?
It was great, brother.
Good, really good.
Everybody have a typical Thanksgiving?
Yeah. With the fam, you already know.
What's a Thanksgiving at your house?
My wife's Chinese-Jamaican. Right. Y'all know that. Over there, they have typically Chinese and Jamaican food. So, that's where I eat.
That sounds pretty damn good, man.
Yeah, it's fucking delicious.
Yeah, that is amazing.
You know, I used to
You had some jerk chicken? Spicy?
Yeah, there's some stuff that are spicy. We made jerk pork.
I don't eat pork, but okay.
Yo.
Jerk pork. How was it, bro? Delicious. And then my parents typically, they have like the traditional turkey and all that crap, right. So I don't eat there. That's where I start drinking, typically. I eat over there and then I drink at this house. You know?
Is there family drinkers? Are they drinkers?
No, they're not drinkers.
At all.
So I eat there.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? And I go.
You put the foundation down so you could drink later.
Exactly, and we go heavy once we get to the next spot. You know.
Oh, sick.
I don't know if Tiff could answer this in the background if she wants, or you could answer it. Do you guys eat Chinese restaurant food?
No, hold on. You guys think it's Chinese food as the one next to Publix.
No, that's what I'm asking you. I know that's not Chinese food.
We do sometimes.
But is that considered Chinese food to Chinese people?
No. That's American Chinese food.
Just
American.
Like
American.
Just like pizza Italian food is not really Italian
food. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Now, there are restaurants out there that have some real Chinese food.
What is real Chinese food?
Which one? Let me know.
You're going to have to bring in the Asian for this one because I'm just here to eat.
Give us an example of a plate that's authentic.
Salt and pepper squid, which is fucking delicious.
Salt and pepper squid? Is that like calamari but different?
That's so.
100 times better.
No, I mean not fried. I'm assuming.
No, it's definitely fried.
It is like calamari. Is it calamari squid?
Yeah, but it's better.
Yeah, it's 100 times.
Wow.
Better.
How is it 100 times better?
100 times
not even
better.
10 times better.
No, 100.
Times better.
It's not 100.
Spicy,
not even
10. Like a light with salt and then pepper, and sometimes they do like jalapeno.
And they put jalapeno slices of jalapenos
ooh,
inside.
That looks fire.
What part of China is that from?
Yeah.
Who cares?
I thought you were going to say a place. Who? Tommy!
Who
cares? Who cares?
Who cares?
Who
cares?
Who cares, province?
Who cares? You have to go to like South Garden.
Hey.
Yeah, there's a few Chinese spots.
Sunset by Sunset and 107th.
The buffet spot?
No.
No, if you're going to buffet for Chinese food.
No, there's a good Chinese buffet. You told me about one.
Yeah, and they put some shit in there where after you eat, you go to sleep.
What the fuck? MSG, you got that?
No, MSG gets a bad rep.
Y'all heard MSG ain't that bad.
MSG gets a bad rep.
It's like butter that 1 year is good, 1 year is bad.
It's soap. It's like soap. No, and a little seasoning. A little bit more seasoning.
South Garden is where, it's close to where Cafe Cristal used to be.
Oh, 107 in Sunset?
Sunset.
Yeah, right by my house, okay?
I don't know what Café Cristal is.
Yeah, you've been there, bro. You've been there. I used to do parties there all the time.
Oh, that little bootleg plaza?
Exactly, yep. 107 in
Sunset. By the Wendy's.
Yeah.
By the Wendy's, right next to the Wendy's, right?
That place is always changing something.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then guess what doesn't change?
Is
Chinese restaurant.
Kong Chow?
Yeah, they've been there forever. Right.
Yeah, it's forever. Shit, that's been there for fucking 35 years almost.
They got a private room in the back.
Who has a private room?
Conchow.
What
do they have in that private room?
It's usually us and the family because there's like three big ass tables.
I would imagine it's like it's a little weird back there.
No.
They have the livestock back there. You could slaughter it yourself.
They have a monk.
Oh,
man. Sorry. Yeah, we go there all the time. Yeah.
All right, so that's what we had. We had authentic Chinese food,
Chinese Jamaican,
and Jamaican. What was the Jamaican part of it? The jerk pork.
Jerk pork, curry goat.
We don't have any Chinese food.
Not this time. We typically do.
Curry goat, frigazee chicken.
Wow.
And then we have like a ham. No one
Nah, one needs a ham.
I need some curry
fuck
fish. That curry. Oof. Oh, man.
Rest in peace.
Rice and peas. That's straight up Jamaican shit. Yeah. And the peas are lentils. No.
No, we use red peas. I don't like.
Isn't that lentils?
No.
Lentils.
Not green bean peas, are they?
No, they use some of them. They use like they have those. The chick. I think it's.
Garbanzo? No.
Those are big ones.
Not chickpeas. It's I can't remember the name now.
But it's like lentils. They're like lentils.
They're like beans. Big beans. Like the big beans.
Really?
Yeah, no, it's just delicious.
Like kidneys? Like the red kidney beans?
Yeah, that's what we use.
Ah, okay.
With some pig's tail for the flavor.
Pig's tail for the flavor.
Yeah.
All righty.
I'm telling you, y'all got to come next time.
I can't eat none of that food. Dude, yo, I've had nightmares with Jamaican food, bro.
Nightmares? All right, so elaborate on the nightmare.
All of my earliest best friends have been Jamaican in my life, right?
Okay.
Like when I moved to Miami when I was young.
From Cuba,
from LA, guys. And I used to go hang out at my friend's crib and they would, whatever, make dinner. Or I just remember this one dinner. This is the one nightmare dinner.
Okay.
And they served me a big fucking bowl of soup. Or stew or whatever the fuck it was. And then I remember I went and I dug into that shit. And I'm Cuban. Cubans, and I don't know about other Latinos, but in Cuban culture, they're not big on eating at other people's houses because they think of like fucking Santeria. It's bad. Yeah, like you don't.
But if anybody else comes
like
to a Cuban house,
yeah.
They eat.
Not for the
Latino, not at all. Cubans are like, you don't eat at somebody else's house because it could be bad for you. I don't know. That's the thing they put in your head.
I'm gonna hit you back.
I don't know what it is. They put it in your head, right? So. I'm all right, but the thing is like my mom has no choice because she's a single parent.
Right.
I'm a latchkey kid. She has no choice but me having to have dinner eventually at friends' houses. So I'm sitting here at my friend's house. I remember his name is Nicholas, as a matter of fact. Chinese Jamaican.
Okay.
I have mad Chinese Jamaican friends.
Yeah.
When I was a kid.
Sorry.
She might know.
Well, you already know Dale. Oh no, you don't know Dale and the family that owned Island Delights. Okay, well, whatever. So Nicholas. So I go and I go into this fucking bowl of the stew and I fucking take the spoon and a fucking a fish eyeball pops up.
What?
Yo, and then I just at this point right now I'm a pescatarian, but when I was a kid I couldn't fuck with anything seafood.
Really?
It was disgusting to me.
No way.
Yeah,
that's
no.
That's
nothing
another
seafood.
Conversation of for the
yeah, yeah. It was until I started fasting and trying to go vegan that I eventually loved seafood.
Okay.
But. This thing pops up and I just vomit on the
right,
bowl.
Right out.
I at the dinner table.
No.
Yo, the most embarrassing thing in my life, dude.
It's not embarrassing. You must have felt that.
What if it was just a potato with a bean in it?
No, it looked at me and it winked at me.
Oh,
it said, I got you, kid.
Eat me.
And they started laughing, actually. Everybody at the in the thing. Whoa. I was like, oh my God. And then, and on top of that, the fucking fish head came out too. Like, yo, disgusting.
There was a talking bass from the wall, you know, and they singing shit.
I bet you never went back to the house again.
No, no, that was my best friend at the time. I used to go there all the time.
Damn.
And I ate more, and I ate more of their food. No, I ended up loving a lot of other Jamaican dishes. I just stayed away from the fucking stew with the secret eyeball in it. Yeah. You know?
Secret recipe.
Yeah, and then later on,
what's that pecao?
My other best friend, like a couple years later, is a dude from Barbados, a Bajan dude. And his family, they had this weird joke in their household, or all Bajans had it, where they had this the Scotch bonnet peppers that they would put in the rice, right?
Yeah.
They would put one little hardcore pepper in the big
one
thing of rice.
One whole pepper?
One little pepper in the big thing of rice.
Oh, yeah, okay.
But the joke was, who got the pepper? And I got the pepper. But I didn't know that that was a game.
Ooh, that
and I
so
almost
funny.
Died. Oh, and my God. Ha, ha, ha. And they're all laughing. I'm like, no, I'm dying. And they're all fucking laughing. And then whatever, milk and water and going crazy. So
with the instant hiccups.
Fucking Islanders, man, and their shit. But
Jamaican does that a lot.
Who are those Jamaicans, man?
Right? Ooh. They do it, right?
Scotch bonnet?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I love Scotch bonnet pepper. Scotch the sauce. Off the
chain. I don't fuck around with that. I mean, I
just want to know about the game before I play it.
That's the game. The game's on you.
That's a different kind of heat than jalapenos, bro.
No, oh, 100%.
Yeah. Way different kind of heat.
Isn't
man.
That the, what is it? The other one that is really hot?
The ghost pepper?
No,
the Cuban, shut the fuck up! Oh, Cuban, that one.
Cuban pepper or whatever.
Cuban pepper?
What is it?
We don't have a pepper in Cuba, bro.
What
is Cubans don't eat
it's
nothing
hot. It's yellowish and.
What are the Scovilles for these? These things, man. The Scoville level.
You're trying to... really? You're going to ask him that?
No, I'm asking you.
You think he's going to know? He thinks you're talking about Halloween right now. Whoa, the Scoville.
Fucking edible.
On a level 1 to 3, Scoville scary?
But like jalapenos aren't even really up there. When it comes to peppers, jalapenos aren't even up there.
Nah, jalapenos are not.
Habanero pepper.
Habanero?
Habaneros are close to Scotch bonnets. I think they're in the same family.
Habaneros, Scotch bonnets, ghost peppers.
I had a friend in New York that
Carolina Reapers.
That he was like,
you ever had the ghost chips?
Yeah.
Woo, no.
Oh,
why would
God.
I do that?
You haven't had
that's
it.
That's not even
no,
in
no,
New York.
No, I had the... They have a regular ghost chip bag, but then they have the... Ghost,
the one that
the,
comes in the little
no, then they
box.
Have the contest. Well, we need to do it.
You almost saying that shit.
With the one chip?
Yo, in the coffin?
Dude, no.
Yo, we didn't do that shit.
You know, we looked it up, right? So we would do, like, so we watched this.
Boris, stop watching porn on your phone.
we watched Hot Ones.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Podcast, show, whatever.
With the wings or.
So every once in a while we'll get together and we'll find, like, hot sauces and do the wing things. But one of these times this guy looked up the chip. Dude, you know the chip's $20?
Yeah,
wow. One chip.
Yeah,
one potato chip.
Yeah, I mean it's a gimmick, and it's like, and they get the promotion out of it because people are gonna post the shit.
Yeah,
I want to do it, bro. I want to do it.
You want? All right, so we'll do it and we split it.
But I know for a fact you'll die because
you'll die.
No, I already know. I've heard details. The chip is terrible. For number one, it's not about a chip.
No, it's
they just lace it with all the pepper.
Yeah, you didn't even see the chip.
The chip is nothing. The chip is plastic, I think.
You didn't even taste it.
And we give George a piece and not tell him what it is.
No, George, no, he'll die.
He'll die. He'll literally
die. He's one of those Cubans that can't take nothing hot.
The mild patty was hot for him.
Yeah.
Doesn't have any pepper in there. Black pepper, that's it.
He's like a little baby.
Boris, you could take hot sauce or no?
Yeah, of course. You know I'm a spicy guy.
Oh, really? You ready?
You ready to put it to the test?
I mean, not like that hot, but you know, my ceviche is always super spicy. I like my shit spicy. To the point where I'm like, my nose is running and I started crying.
You like to cry? You out of here? We're doing Chinese Jamaican trivia right now. Bye!
That's their younger daughter, right?
Yeah. I mean... Coño, Boris, if that was an older one.
No, I don't know.
So let's get, Boris said that's the younger one, right? I'm like, fuck, if that's the older one, then no offense to dwarves, but they have a dwarf on their hands.
That's the young one. That's the young one. My oldest turns 15.
Oh, wow.
And how old
are you? Wait, is this the first one?
First, forever. Yeah, she turns 15. Before.
Oh, so you had two. Another.
Right. Yeah, I had my first when I was 18.
Wow.
Yeah.
She's Johnny Mezcal, he drank Mezcal in the
night. Mezcal,
boy. He discovered Mezcal. Babies.
Like, I'll be getting you
Wow. Yeah. Very young. Yeah.
One of the wild things.
Super early.
That's crazy, dude.
All right, well, tell us something on your brain, Socrates the Great.
No, well,
something important to you. Something that you really feel compelled to talk about. Something that matters in life.
I'll pass.
Nothing. Not even your kids. Son of a bitch.
Exactly. No, but, you know, we're talking about the chip, right?
And thanks a lot for your story. All right, so join us. No, I'll play.
Yeah, don't touch my mic, please. I remember one instance that...
It's not your mic.
In Live TV, Shaquille O'Neal actually had one of the chips.
Yeah, on the
and he almost, like, ESPN. Died. No, I think it was the other one, TNT.
Okay.
And he almost died and all that stuff. And after that, I'm like, yo.
He didn't almost die.
No, but he was like coughing like that. And I'm like, whoa. This is real. You know, this is real. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know if I want to try it. I really don't know if I want to try it. If you guys do it, I guess I'll try.
You know what I'll do? I'm going to do this. I'm going to bring the regular ghost chip first. Let's just keep it real. Let's keep it real, because there's no point in suffering with that fucking coffin chip.
I've got some hot sauces I can bring if you guys want to just try the hot sauces.
Well, let's do a combination. You do that. I'll bring the regular ghost chips that are fucking hardcore. Oof. The ghost chip hard... Yo, but I like it. Like, I'm the dude that eats it, and my fucking nose is like... And I'm like, but it's so good.
That's COVID killer right there.
I know, right? The hell, bro?
No, my girl laughed at me because she's like, you really like it? I'm like, I like it. Because, you know, your tongue gets numb. Your lips get numb.
I love it. What was the restaurant you took me in L.A. with Karina?
Bro, no, my girl. My girl took us to a Thai spot in L.A.
Right after, you know, a party.
And I don't even think we asked for the hottest.
Yes, we did.
We did?
You said, yeah, the hottest.
Well, I'm drunk. I'm like, the hottest.
Yeah,
and you know, Thai food gets hot.
Thai food?
Yeah. Mild is hot. Mild is hot for Thai. And I think we asked for the hot.
I remember that. Mild.
We're like, yeah.
We asked for the hot. And then he had his food. I had my food, I think. I don't know how it was. But he couldn't eat it. I was like, I'll give it to me. I was fucking up. But I was fucking going like the same shit.
Dude, that was so spicy.
But let me tell you, the next day you were breathing so good.
Coming out.
No, real talk. When you eat what's the word? Like organic hot shit. Yeah. The next day you feel great, bro.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Because you know what?
It cleans you out.
It does. And you know what? You know why? In cultures they eat hot shit, right?
Yeah.
In most of these countries, it's very hot outside. Yeah, so they eat hot shit because they sweat. And they sweat, it cools their body, their real body temperature, because they're sweating out shit.
No way.
Yeah, that's the real...
That makes fucking...
Think about it. Think about the places like India, Mexico, like the places... Those places are not cold.
They're not cold at all.
Peru.
That makes sense.
They're not cold places, man. Like, and they eat like...
I don't know if I want to do that, bro. I don't know.
Jamaica? They're not cold either.
And then you, like, put something in your body that's even... Harder.
What it's contradictory.
The math doesn't make sense.
But it does at the end, though, when you think about how much you sweat after.
No, man. I was thinking about going to the toilet.
It expels shit out of your body, bro. Like fucking chemicals out of your body.
Right. That's true.
The only downside is you might have fucking hemorrhoids.
Yeah, I'm gonna just wing it and just.
Yeah, me too. I believe you, and I'm not trying.
I'm gonna just take a fan with me at the end of the day.
You might have to sit on a cold balloon.
I'm gonna just sit on a take a block.
Yo, what is going on with this shit, bro?
The mic is out of control.
No, but I take your word for it, and I believe you 100%. But I'm not trying that shit.
Why not? You don't like spicy?
No, bro. I'm good.
So what did you eat on
The regular, actually, the turkey.
Not Dominican shit?
No, actually, we do Dominican on the
24. Okay, the you guys do Reyes del Mago?
Independence Day.
You guys do Reyes del Mago también?
We used to do it, but then they are not here.
Why do people celebrate that shit? Cuban, we do. My people do too. You know, I used to go to the fucking parade here in Miami when I was a kid.
Well, look.
We cared? The kings came and then.
Well, the three kings that were the one who brought gift.
Oh, and that's why Jesus Christ. That's the real gift giving.
Exactly. So the day that
I liked it as a kid because my grandparents would give me gifts on those days.
Exactly.
I'd be like, oh shit, that's just a bonus.
But exactly. NDR was the six. When I was growing up in the R, it was the six. It was in the.
You guys got fucking shafted.
Well, not really, because it's just like if you look at it in the United States, the 25th, and that's it.
No, correct? But the thing is, they only give you one per fucking king. That's real, Rey del Mago. They only give you one per king.
Right. But
Christmas, you get unlimited.
Right, everybody gives.
Depending on your budget.
One per king. There's three kings.
So it's three.
You get three gifts, man. Y'all.
You're only supposed to get three.
Well, good childhood.
Sometimes, sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
how my household.
Cause sometimes my mom will just give us one. That was it,
right there, baby.
You know, but three. Not really. Like sometimes you did get three or
rich as kids.
Not really.
What, three gifts?
Three gifts, sometimes.
Three gifts is rich?
Well, my childhood?
Yeah, my brother was.
You didn't have more than one fucking gift under your tree?
Three brothers. There was three gifts.
And that,
there was three
uno
gifts.
Uno para cada uno, that's it.
That's different.
Yeah, that's the uno for the child tree, that's it.
I'm an only child. I'm spoiled.
Spoiled ass motherfucker.
Yep. Only on Christmas, bro. Only on Christmas.
I fucking said that.
Because the rest of the year, my family was broken motherfucker. I wanted that Transformer, and I looked at it, and I looked at it, and it never came.
And he's still looking for it.
No. You know what? Now in my life, I understand why adults buy toys. Because we're buying the shit that we couldn't get when we were kids.
Right.
Yeah. I'm buying toys.
You're making up for the loss.
I thought that when I was like in my 20s, when I would see like adults posting.
That's a psychological kind of
shit.
Yeah.
When I would see adults posting toys, I'm like, bro, these guys are dumb. Like nerds. Like dorks. Like immature fuckers.
And now
after my 30s and 40s, I'm like, oh yeah, I'll buy it. Because in my 20s and in early 30s, I'm like, I'm not going to spend my money on a fucking toy, bro.
Yeah.
But when you have a little bit of extra bread, you're like, I will buy that toy that I couldn't get him when I was a fucking kid.
Right.
Buy that shit now, bitch, and I'll put it up here and never use it. I made it, bitches.
Exactly.
I got Storm Shadow in a box. I made it, bitches.
G.I. Joe. Right.
You
want
to get that
G.I. Joe.
G.I. Joe.
Yeah. G.I. Joe,
you
never had
G.I.
Joe.
Yo, back.
Man, I used to watch the cartoon, but I never had one of those.
Yo, what is a cartoon? I just
want to
know.
Cartoons,
a
my
cartoon?
Brother.
Cartoon.
A cartoon? Cartoon?
Cartoon is in your mouth. But yeah, cartoons.
What do you say? Cartoon in your mouth?
Cartoon. Cartoon in your mouth. It sounds like a flower.
It's a new thing. Cartoons.
So talking about toys and cartoons.
Whoa. You don't found it?
No. What cartoon did you watch in Dominican Republic? What did they have? The Fluffies?
Oh, no. They actually had the
Smurfs.
Los Smurfs.
Wait, what year
was it? No, the Smurfs. Los Pitufo.
What year was that?
Did they dub the cartoon in Spanish?
Yeah, bro. Spanish.
Oh, so they were like, hola, como estoy, soy Smurfs.
Like Don Ramon.
Yeah. Who looks...
Don Ramon,
who's Don Ramon?
La Barriga, el Chavo.
La Barriga.
You never watched El Chavo?
Oh, El Chavo, yeah.
Oh, bro. Wait a minute.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, exactly. No,
we had the Smurf.
Papa Smurfs?
Yeah,
What else? What else you watch?
The Flintstones.
The Flintstones? Yeah.
What year are we talking about? 70s?
Early 80s.
Early 80s.
60s. No, early 80s. Late 70s.
Early 80s.
Yeah. Flintstone.
You had the Pitufo.
Like Tom and Jerry.
Tom and Jerry. Oh, had it.
Oh, okay.
We have Woody Woodpecker.
Woody Woodpecker.
Yeah.
Dexter.
Thundercats,
yeah, I used to watch that too.
The Thundercats we had.
Thundercats.
What else?
Thunder. That's how he gets at the gym. Thunder.
He-Man.
Oh,
yeah.
Definitely He-Man. What else?
He-Man.
G.I. Joe, definitely. G.I. Joe,
those are probably the top ones.
Yeah, definitely. What else? What else? Mm. Oh, what about the when it comes to series, the A Team?
Oh, the A Team, yeah. MASH.
No, the A Team. No, MASH was. I'm talking about Mia the Key. Yeah, that's kid. What I'm saying. No, not MASH. I'm talking about like what I used to watch. You know, MacGyver.
Charlie's Angels. How do you say it in Spanish? You know what, like, when I was...
Say MacGyver in Spanish.
MacGyver.
I used to watch, back in the days, too,
Oh, we have Batman. Batman Robin.
A-Team, too.
The A-Team, yeah. I just said the A-Team.
But in Spanish, how do you say it? Los Magníficos.
Magníficos,
really?
Yeah. Mr. T. You know Mr. T, right?
I keep
in Spanish, his name was, what do you call it? Mario Baracos.
Barracus,
18 Barracus. Barracus? Barracus, vamos.
Barracus. Barracus. Yeah, but we have Batman and Robin, all that stuff.
Pamela Anderson?
He's a...
You know who was good Peter back Craig. In the days? Back in the days? yeah, NPR, back like in the late 70s. That it was like already out of the TV here. The Green Hornet. Because of Bruce Lee. The Green Hornet was big. El Avispón Verde. El Avispón Verde. Like, we're talking about, like, what we used to watch.
What? What it is?
What is that?
Avispón Verde.
Who's that?
The Green Hornet.
Oh, the one with Bruce Lee?
Yeah. Like, that was big in the art.
Bruce Lee's version?
Hell yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Well, he wasn't the Green... Who was he in the episode?
Gato.
He wasn't Green Hornet.
Gato. It was Gato. His name was
Gato.
Kato.
Yeah. Kato.
Kato. In Spanish, it was Gato.
Right.
It was Gato, but listen, it's funny because in all the world, they used to see it as the Kato show or El Show de Gato. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Because, yeah.
More than...
When he first went to Hong Kong, when his dad died,
right.
Bruce Lee, they actually... Told them when they kind of met him, the people
Do you guys know how Bruce Lee died?
I mean, if you know, I want to hear.
I don't know.
He died.
They shot him or something?
No. His son died. That's his son.
His son died on set.
On set, yeah.
It was from The Crow, and it was something fell inside of the gun.
Or they said
it was a prop. A prop. A bullet.
The projectile flew and hit him in the bag. Oh,
but then didn't his son's son die now?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah, bro.
He had a son?
Brandon
had a son?
Or another family member in the Bruce Lee, like, made it even weirder, that whole, what is it that,
Conspiracy, I don't know,
conspiracy that they're all, like, cursed, basically?
I don't know.
Yeah, beyond his son, the next generation, someone died.
I didn't know
that.
He should be Googling right now.
Real quick, I just want to shout out my boy Stick from Dead Prez. He did an interview recently with Bruce Lee's sister from La Ronde.
That's dope.
And Bruce's sister or Bruce's daughter?
No, I think his sister.
Shannon?
Shannon is the daughter. Lee is the daughter.
Oh, it's the daughter. The daughter. Now, the one that runs
Let me look it up. The Instagram account? Yes.
That's the daughter. It's the daughter, yes. She's the... curator of the Bruce Lee Museum.
Wow.
Because he's very much like a big follower of Bruce Lee.
How did Bruce Lee used to make the sounds? Make the sounds.
I grew up Bruce Lee as much as I can because I did martial arts.
And you know the funny thing?
It was Bruce Lee.
He's gonna make the sound effects.
Those were the two that I followed.
No, you know what?
Look, join Bruce Lee.
I got
this Bruce Lee's daughter.
Hey, I got this.
Shannon.
I don't know if you saw it, but me and EFA smoked the blunt with Mike Tyson.
Shout out,
bro. That's nothing to do with Bruce Lee, but okay.
No, because he said
I did.
He did say Mike Tyson.
You know, I was telling EFA a while back that there was a guy who I met. That he told me, you know, Bruce Lee signed my degree.
Mario?
When he passed on his degree in the art. I'm like, shit, he's stupid. Bruce never went to the art. But in fact, Bruce Lee actually went to the Dominican Republic.
Yeah.
And there's pictures and videos about when he went. And that was when he got like really upset. When
he was training, kicking the platano trees.
What was that movie? Kung Fu.
The series.
That actually was him who wrote it, and then the Warner Brothers, whoever, actually took his idea and made it into a series.
Yep.
And they left him out.
Yep.
So he was like depressed during that time.
Yep.
And then one of his friends actually.
Oh, Kung Fu with a homie. Yeah. The half white dude.
Exactly. Carrigan.
But he's not. He's half white, half Asian something.
Yeah, but he didn't even know about Kung Fu until the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not his fault that he was casted.
No, it's not.
You got the mic right there.
It's not, but what I'm saying is that...
Because that dude was pretty legit. Like, he was...
No, he was good.
But he was like a decent dude. Like, he didn't mean no disrespect.
No, I don't know. Yeah. But what I'm saying that, it wasn't that in that space of time that he actually went to the Dominican Republic. And in fact...
So you're trying to say Bruce Lee's Dominican?
He went to a couple of... dojos or, you know...
He said...
He went to go train to go kick the platanos. No, another picture, like...
But
he actually...
Yo, he kicked all the platanos out of the tree?
Them actually moving over to another level. So he was legit.
I have a friend.
Yeah, get in the microphone.
He drank presidente.
All right, shut your front door.
So you're talking about a friend that had met him and trained under him and all that. So I have a friend that her dad trained with him.
Wow.
She did.
With Bruce Lee?
He did Jeet Kune Do in San Francisco.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? And then when it comes
to
shows...
Is that the original art form that he did?
You look high. You smoke?
He's the one that created.
That's his style. That's his style.
Jeet Kune Do is what he created. Yeah. So when it comes to Bruce Lee, right?
Made here in the States?
Back in the 60s. Yeah. Well, he was born in the States. He was born in San Francisco.
And he had half white... He was half white, right?
No.
He's
Chinese. His kids are half white.
His kids are half white. He was born in San Francisco. His parents are from Hong Kong. So he was born here and they went back there. They lived there. He had a troubled life or whatever. He came back to the States. He sent him over here to kind of like clear up, you know, all that crap or whatever.
Calm down.
And then
he went to college.
He was in Seattle and all that. He went back to Hong Kong, I think.
After his dad died,
and that's when he started. Well, he had always started. He's always been in movies and shows. So he was in shows since he was a kid, and then that's when he got big.
What other shows when he was like? What kind of thing? What kind of thing?
Oh, just like little small parts. You know what I'm saying?
What kind of shows? Like, give me an
example. What movie?
This one that says that.
Like American shit or Hong or Chinese shit?
No, all Chinese.
Oh, okay. That's what I want to know.
That became really famous. That it was like about a troubled kid. It's called like the orphan or something like that.
So they were filming in Hong Kong.
He'd do small parts and things like that.
People are not gonna even care. But what people need to understand is that Hong Kong at this time is a British colony at this time.
Correct.
And it is very Western. It is not China.
No, it's not China at all.
It's very Western. It's a colony of the British. It's a British colony.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. Yeah. But they actually had their own identity.
No, absolutely.
And they kept their own identity when it came to the movie. So their movie was...
And that's why to this day they're having all those protests because the people in Hong Kong are fighting to be independent.
That's correct.
Yes, from China.
Correct.
From mainland China.
That's a whole other topic. We'll come back to that.
But just to put it into perspective because people don't understand that stuff.
This is lost in translation. We have to help people out.
And we're lost.
My tattoo artist, she's from Hong Kong.
I thought you were going to say you have a tattoo that says all of this shit. You have a whole tattoo that says the story.
What's her name?
Carrie. She calls her Carrie, what is it? Carrie Poon or something like that? Poon Carrie or something. I don't know. I'll get back to you on that.
No, but the good thing about
it's all single needle.
The
good thing about Hong Kong and all that stuff.
It's all single needle. Like if you look at the shadowing of it, it's all one needle. Just. So she's got to do my next one.
No, I did it here.
She lives here. You did it yourself. I did it myself with Carrie. Anyway, so yeah, back to Bruce Lee or whatever.
He's
got his show, The Green Hornet or whatever, and he was working on a show right before he died. It's called The Warrior, which is just out now.
Really?
By Cinemax or Showtime, one of those two. One of those.
Isn't it, what is out? His
the show that he would create that he was created, working
but
on.
He's not in it. Obviously,
no, he's not in it. So they took the concept or whatever, and they're filming now and they're working.
They have a couple of series already.
It was his dream that he was. Maybe season one or something.
If you follow Bruce Lee on Instagram, you'll see it.
I don't. My brother just told me about it. That he started watching it.
I seen a little bit.
It's based off like the 1920s and shit like that. I don't really know the details of it.
Early American history kind of thing, and like the Chinese coming into the United States. and like they're on the world and all that stuff, and they're fighting and all that
you
stuff.
You ever seen the, I know we're getting off topic from Lost in Translation, but you ever seen the people that talk shit saying that Bruce Lee, or even the recent movie that came out that said Bruce Lee couldn't really fight in the streets?
Quentin Tarantino's movie.
Yeah.
Which one is that?
But there's been other people that have said
one?
That.
Which one?
Which one is that? One, it's the last one that Quentin Tarantino did.
Something Hollywood. Hollywood.
Oh, okay. The one with the Titanic.
Leo DiCaprio and Ben.
I mean, it's a good movie. I haven't seen it, but I've heard it's a really good movie. And it's
what the fuck?
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Yeah, Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt and Leo. I mean, I kind of get it. I mean, I understand where this logic's coming from.
But wasn't Bruce Lee's whole thing is how to practically, like, the practical side of fighting
industry?
Let
me tell you one thing,
bro. I mean, he's the one that created or had the first idea of mixed martial arts.
Exactly. Right. And UFC, what's his name? The guy from UFC, the president, the
Dana
owner,
White.
Dana White always says it, that, you know, it was a Bruce Lee idea.
Yeah.
And to me, Bruce Lee was the type of person that represented martial art because to him,
but do you believe that? Do you believe that?
All martial arts are good.
All right, bro. All martial arts, but we're not getting into a martial arts conversation.
Okay. But what I'm saying is this. Look.
Do you believe that or not?
I definitely believe
that. He can kick your ass.
You believe it?
I believe.
Bruce Lee can kick your ass.
Look, there's people that can do flips and kicks and things like that.
So wait, what do you believe? Because I don't know if we're on the same page. I want to make sure.
You're
I'm asking
you're
the question. What do you believe what they say?
No, I don't believe what they say.
Fight somebody. If he, all right. If
Bruce Lee
will
kick your ass, that's it. Fuck
if
that.
If Bruce Lee would.
Shut up!
He will kick your ass.
If Bruce Lee walked into the octagon right now, UFC, I don't think he'd last.
Well, no. If he trained for the octagon in UFC, he would. But there was no octagon, so that's not fair.
If he goes against a random person, a regular civilian, he would probably win.
Yeah.
That's I think I don't think it's fair to say if he could walk into the octagon
now.
You're right. That's a trained professional. They've been training their whole life for this.
Exactly. Yeah.
I guarantee
you
if Bruce Lee was alive today and trained for the octagon, he would probably win.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
But
I'll
against
definitely,
a regular
yeah.
civilian, he'd probably have
yeah.
be dominant.
Yeah,
of course.
More level, yeah, definitely.
But what they're trying to say is in a regular street fight, he wasn't that dude. I don't tend to believe that.
I mean either.
No,
like,
I don't think
he'll kick your ass. That's
because
point
I think,
blank.
Especially back in those days.
Point blank.
I just think people were not apt to any skill.
No, they're not.
Yeah.
No.
He's the one that originally thought about mixed martial arts, you know, like the
because
the
he wanted
or the best part of this compared to jiu-jitsu and karate, taekwondo.
He wanted to take the most practical things that could be applied. So how could he not be the best street fighter?
Exactly, he wanted that. He wanted to pair anybody that had different styles into one spot.
And for practical fighting.
Exactly, and fight it, and then let's see which style is the best. And that's it, fuck it, you know? That's his mentality. So for them to say that he couldn't fight is misleading.
All right, but you're leaving Boris out of this conversation.
Boris.
I don't think that's
Boris. Boris, you ever done martial arts?
Because then Boris goes on
hamster.com. Don't worry about it.
Boris.
Yeah.
You ever done martial arts?
Never.
Why not?
Because he doesn't know Marshall.
You don't know the man Marshall, Mr. Marshall?
No.
You got to meet him. He usually wears a yellow poncho and stays by the corner by the elementary school.
Have you ever painted to be an artist?
If I painted?
Yeah, you don't know Marshall, but maybe you're an artist.
Martial arts.
Nah, I don't know about that.
And we're back in Lost in Translation, ladies and gentlemen.
this is how I bring us back in.
This is a nice segue.
So you've never painted a Picasso?
No, never did that.
That's my last
Boris, you were talking, Boris, about the fight tomorrow.
What fight?
Ooh, yeah, no, the Tyson. What do you think about the Tyson and the Roy Jones fight?
Yeah, we're going to have to release this tonight,
man. Mike Tyson is winning.
You think so?
Why?
Yeah.
Why?
Because he met him. Talk about when we met him.
You
know we had a chance to meet him, right?
I saw the video.
You saw it? Yo, bro. You know, I thought, I'm going to tell you straight up some real shit. I thought I was a punk. Just the way it felt in the vibe there. But I've been watching, like, Joe Rogan recently. You saw the recent Joe Rogan when he was talking to Willie D?
Yeah, he's just like, I met him a few months ago, and it was, like, real chill
you saw
or whatever.
That.
And then he met him a few weeks ago or something, and
he was
like, it was too intense.
But not for nothing? He's saying about training wise. When I met Mike Tyson, that shit was intense, bro. Like, yo, homies, right? He's got the eye of a motherfucking tiger, bro.
He got a black hole. Yeah, looking at his eyes.
Yo, straight up, dude. Yeah. Straight up.
He's looking at a black hole.
Yo, like
he's, I'll fuck you up, bro.
Like, he's looking.
No, he doesn't have to say it.
No, he doesn't have to. He looks past your brain because he's going to punch through it.
Yeah. Right.
And you're just like, oh, no, he's going to punch through my brain. I don't want to look at him too much.
It's intimidating. Yeah. Yo. So when you look at his old fights, right? Tyson's up in the ring. He's standing in front of the guy, and they don't want to look. They look at him at first. Look at these at when they're next to the referee.
No, they look away.
And they look at him, and then they start looking away. Yeah. That's when he knows they're already broken.
Yeah. Wow.
I stand up. He's already. We stand up. We're here next to each other. Eye to eye, and they just do.
But Johnny,
at that point,
you said that that's a tactic.
100% that's a tactic.
But Johnny, do you think that's a tactic?
Yeah. And he mastered it. And he looks away and he's like, at that very moment, I know that I already
won. It is a tactic, my brother.
I'm going to tell you something off the mic about that experience.
Off the mic?
Yeah, off the mic. I don't want to talk about off the mic.
Off the mic.
There's other shit that happened there.
Yeah. I think I know where you're going with
But it was super dope, man. Like, it was super dope to. The thing is, I was supposed to be a part of the whole experience with Mike Tyson. But we had our flight came in late.
It's all good.
So we got into the very end. And it was funny because when we get to his spot, we went to he has an office in
the Tyson Ranch.
We didn't go to the ranch. It's not a ranch.
No, but the place is called
Ranch. It's the offices for the Tyson Ranch, which is in El Segundo, if I'm not wrong. Yeah.
And, El Segundo.
Yeah.
Close to LEX.
But when we were rushing to get him to be a part of the podcast, he's doing, because I was supposed to be a part of it. So I'm trying to rush to get to it, and he has a person, like a secretary in the front.
Yeah.
And they have like an iPad, and they're like, no, we need your ID, we need this.
Everything.
We need you to sign this thing. And I realized, bro, I think they make you sign a contract that if this guy fucking punches you in the face, you can't sue anybody. That's what I really think they made a sign.
Because
I tried to run past the thing. I was like, no, I'm a guest. I'm supposed to be on the pod. And she goes, excuse me, you need to do this shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, whoa, I'm sorry.
Just
in case something goes down.
Yeah. You can't say anything. Or you can't.
We didn't even get to read what the fuck.
I wasn't going to read it.
You're not going to read it because you're in a rush.
But right. I think that's what it was, bro. I think they know.
You got to understand, you know, Tyson, like where he grew up in New York, Brownsville and all this, the lifestyle he had.
Yo, do you understand?
He's a firecracker. Or the possibility.
He's like 16.
But guys.
He smokes weed so he can just
chill. But guys, do you understand? I mean, I think you guys do. I don't even think he really understands. Do you understand what it means for some people like us to be in the presence and meet and talk to Mike Tyson?
Yeah, to me it's crazy.
Do you know how dope that felt,
dude,
bro?
That's ridiculous.
I don't care how weird
bro,
it was.
When y'all saw that, I was like, I think I kind of met Mike Tyson myself.
I played Mike Tyson in the game.
Yes, dude.
Do you know how awesome that was, bro?
Like, I used to study the way he fights in the ring.
No, he was doing that too. Like, he was like, you know, like.
No, yes. This guy is crazy.
He was doing a couple moves. I'm like, oh, this guy's going to whoop somebody.
He has a punching bag game.
Yeah.
Bro, you could tell he breaks it all the time because...
I fucking idolize Tyson.
Yeah, man, that place was...
That was... Honestly, that's at the top of my experiences.
Yeah.
Not because it was so dope. It was just because it was so, like, monumental to be in his presence.
I feel like,
you know?
I was in, like,
just
heaven.
Like if I would have met Kennedy or Reagan or whatever, like someone in that, like a historical figure...
Mm-hmm.
I met Mike Tyson. That's a historical figure, in my opinion. Yeah. Like, Mike Tyson.
Absolutely. Yeah, I agree.
Holy shit, bro. Yeah. We were fucking hanging with Mike. And he loco. Exactly how he should be. Yeah. Right. Fucking loco.
Yep. Yeah, man. And to like, kind of consider, like, where he came. Like, his entire life has been fucking documented, bro. Right. Like, he was a heavyweight champ in the early 20s. When he was in his early 20s.
Nah, he's an amazing athlete, bro. Amazing
early
athlete.
Early 20s. That's ridiculous.
His strand of weed is amazing.
That's what I hear.
Amazing.
You don't know. Yeah.
He's got the strongest shit.
Yo,
up here.
A guy came and was like, yo, serve yourself. And it was like a plate with joints
and just weed take draws, what you want. And I'm like, oh shit, and I grab one, I lit, and then yeah, bro, that shit was
yo. Dumb. The way we took the pictures of Mike Tyson is hilarious. Yeah, yeah. So Mike, he's like over. Like,
oh, I got him.
When like, everything is over, he's like over everything, right?
Says our boy Drain didn't come. I was the photographer, so I was taking.
Okay. So he sat behind, like they have like a kitchen set up in his offices, right? And so he's there, and he started eating like an apple. He's like eating his apple. And then everybody's like taking pictures of him. He's like, he's used to like people just wanting to take pictures.
Yeah.
But he's like over the whole experience.
Right.
So he's just like, he's like, yeah, whatever. So like, so then he's taking mad pictures. So like pictures of him with the apple. Pictures look like he's posing. Some pictures look like he's fucking apples here. Yeah, he doesn't give a fuck about you anymore.
Yeah.
He's like in another outer space because he smoked mad weed during the whole fucking thing. But yo,
he said he don't drink anymore because that shit like
I believe it. He says he makes him like a fucking murderer basically.
But he I mean, again, everything's been documented. I've been following Tyson since I was, you know, a kid, and he heavy drink, he drug used like no other fucking person, and that shit can take
bro. He comes from the
world.
Bottom. He comes from the bottom.
Below the bottom, literally, under the fucking mud.
Abused and
everything.
And yo, the dude, yo, I give him a lot of credit, man. And I'm just
come a long way, man.
And he has, you know what it is too. He has great people around him right now, at least right now. Yeah. Like there's people that I
care for him and all that stuff.
Yeah, bro, that take care of him, take care of the brand, his brand.
Yeah,
nice.
Are growing his brand, that are really responsible with his brand.
Good.
And what was it, the resource that he's working on?
He's working on the Tyson Ranch. Like, he's literally making a resort.
Yeah.
We went to the offices for the Tyson Ranch, but he's making a fucking Tyson Ranch.
Right.
Out in the boonies in California.
Yeah.
Which is going to be like a casino. It's going to have like fucking, it's going to be all legalized weed.
Yes.
The longest lazy river in the West
Coast. I want to go to this shit.
Look,
lazy
look
river,
man,
concert hall.
Look at his face. Then look at this one. Ah!
Go back. And look, no, the one with the fist. It looks like he has a fist up. He's eating the apple.
He's eating the apple.
That's crazy.
It's not a fist. It's an apple.
Man, he's like going like this, but he's eating an apple.
He's laughing.
Look at that.
No, he's just going through the motions, bro. Yo.
Yeah, yo.
It was so fucking dope and iconic, man.
Bro.
I'm telling you, man. I feel super fucking
how cool is
blessed.
5'10", 5'11"?
He's not that much taller than me.
Let me see the picture again.
It'll show you in the pictures. No, go back.
No, go back to where he's in it.
Not your picture with him, dick fuck.
He is a little taller than me.
A little bit.
Yeah.
I'm talking about 2 inches, maybe?
So what
maybe?
Are you, like 5'9", 5'10"?
I'm 5'8".
5'8"?
So he's 5'10", 5'11".
He's about 5'10". When he walks into that ring... On Saturday,
I'll tell you whatever my fucking license is.
He's gonna be about 220.
Shit, I just realized the saucy brand is right
220,
there. 220,
225.
Oh, I didn't see that.
But he's changed his lifestyle. He stopped drinking. He's all vegan these days.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, bro.
And look, this is my video. This shit went viral.
Your video went viral?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I told him, give him the pre-roll. He lit the shit. Yeah, I remember that. But I gotta tell you, that's a habit. Holy shit, I told you to cut the part.
You were saying something local.
All right, my brothers.
Well, look.
Now we're not done yet, bro.
Look, this is the thing. You see, you had to walk into the spot.
Tyson Ranch.
Yeah, that's the thing. You see, you had to do that.
Yo, I have that sticker still unripped. Like sticker, like
souvenir.
No, I have it right in front of my computer, man. Like I'm telling you, bro. I feel to me that's like one of my heights, like there moments.
Shit was dope, man.
Yes. Like, who could say that? Who could say they fucking win?
Tyson is winning tomorrow.
So Tyson is
winning
tomorrow,
I hope.
Y'all going for Tyson? Everybody going for Tyson?
I'm going for Tyson.
I'm a Tyson fan. I got a Tyson shirt, bro.
I'm going for Tyson.
I don't want him to fucking destroy Roy Jones either.
No.
I don't want it to be foul.
Roy Jones going to run like crazy.
Who's Roy Jones?
Roy Jones going to run like crazy.
What was his last track?
What was his last track?
cerveza más y lo amo. Una cerveza más y lo amo.
Hey, gotcha, I got yo. You. It was great. It was the conversation.
You. Thank you for having me, boys.
No, guys, one more beer and lo amo.
Yeah.
One more beer and two more questions and we're done.
Oh, yeah? So we're taking a break now.
Nah, no break. We're talking over here. Grab the mic, brother.
You want to take a break before we finish?
Nah, one break. I got to leave soon, too.
Bro. What you got there?
Modelo, bro. Modelo. Hey, keep it light now.
Keep it light, son.
That's what she said. Keep it light now.
What?
You want one of these? One of these Celtic ones.
Yeah, man.
I'm doing Modelo's job.
But yeah, brother, you know.
Yeah.
We've been.
So you had a good experience at the Tyson Ranch?
What? No, I'm good with this one.
Nah, come on, bro.
One more,
bro.
Tyson Ranch.
But we got to do something before.
But yeah, nah.
Hey, when everybody leaves, we got to do something.
What?
I want to film some shit.
Okay.
With the beats and shit.
Woo!
But yo, yeah, man, bro.
Yeah, no, but so you think he's gonna beat the hell out of Roach?
Yeah, he's gonna win.
I think he's gonna win, bro.
Yeah,
yeah,
sure.
I think so too. But I think he's gonna run.
And he's been training for that shit.
I don't think it's gonna be an easy win, though. I think Roy Jones is prepared.
No, I think Roy Jones is gonna run a lot, though. He's not gonna face him like head on kind of thing. You know what I'm saying? Like he's not gonna go head on with him because I know he.
Damn, we gotta release this tomorrow, boys. If we talk about this Mike Tyson shit.
Nah, let's do
it.
But
you know what?
We'll drop it tomorrow.
You know how much he's getting? I heard he's getting like $10 million.
Hey.
$10 million for the fight.
Of course.
And Roy Jones is getting $1 million only, so.
What?
Yeah.
Wow, that's some shit.
In one of those places there.
It is what it is, bro.
No, I mean. Tyson is the draw. I mean, he's the one that.
Yeah, he's the one that's attracting all the people to come watch that fight.
Correct. Yeah.
And there's gonna be a lot of artists performing before the fight and everything.
Oh yeah.
I'm good. Yeah.
You good? All
right.
Good?
Wow.
But yeah, brother, no, it's gonna be a good.
Watch Johnny Mascow.
Who bets on he gets knocked out first round?
Johnny Mascow, I'll bet
$10.
He's gonna win like in less than three rounds.
Nah, I think
Tyson takes it in two.
Oh!
Whoa!
On the record, put me on the record for that one.
What about with those one round knockouts thing?
No, I think they're gonna both be nervous at the first round. You know what I'm saying? Tyson hasn't been in the ring in 15 years.
Okay.
You know?
But he's been training like a motherfucker.
He's been training like
fight.
A motherfucker, and I know the legacy that he brings to the table. But everybody's nervous coming into the ring. He's gonna come in there. He's gonna get people.
Where is this fight gonna be at?
LA. The Staples Center.
Oof. Where why? With no people? Just
I don't know. I don't know the stats
just
on that.
Just the fighters and the commentators?
I don't know. I think they're gonna both come in. They both respect each other. They're gonna come in. They're gonna check their distance.
I think,
you know what I'm saying?
Listen,
move a little bit.
Exactly.
Give a little bit of.
Yeah,
give
second
a little
round.
Something.
You're right.
Second round. He's coming in. With the tight bumps. Pop,
yeah.
Pop, 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 pop. You know what I'm saying?
So, Yeah, Eric, I was going to
say. Yeah, what the fuck?
I was going to say E.
Plata does it.
I think Tyson in two.
We're going to Johnny Mascow house and watch the fight.
Yo, everybody invited.
What time is the fight at?
Well, I don't know, like 9 o'clock. Well, the pay-per-view starts at like 9.
What time do you think the fight's at?
They got, four or five fights?
Like
let's call it about 11. Yeah.
I gotta check with my family.
Bring the kids. Bring the kids.
Nah, my daughter's sleeping at that time, bro.
So keep her up. Let her take a long nap.
I'm sorry. I don't know what thug life you about. My daughter gotta sleep, bro.
He said what thug life.
Dude, we got the little play area for the kids.
Nah,
toys.
You close. If I could go by, I'm gonna go by my own.
We got the what is it? Those like little playhouses the little kids have inside the house. They don't gotta be outside.
My daughter goes to sleep at 9 o'clock. She stays asleep.
Yo, communists
bringing the whole
communists. Commies.
Hey, look at that.
Cheers.
Everybody over here. Everybody over here. Everybody over here is a podcast.
Get your beer together, bro. You
all invited. Y'all invited to the house. We just bought a brand new TV. Everybody invited. We ready to go. Tomorrow
big-ass
night.
TV.
You going?
I'm going to see if I can go.
You can't go.
Y'all invited.
You can't go.
Y'all invited.
I bet you I go before you go.
Well, that's a bet, bro.
Ooh,
that's
a bet.
Your wife ain't letting you go.
I don't got money, bro.
Your wife ain't letting
you
go. It's a gentleman's bet.
I don't got no money, bro.
Gentleman's bet.
Get your head out of there, bro.
His wife won't let him go,
guys. I can't do anything about that. Y'all invited. Everybody out there,
I'm in.
Thank
we
you.
Good.
Thank
I'll
you.
Bring popcorn.
Bring the popcorn. We got shit. I got vodka in the freezer since yesterday. That's just frozen, ready to go.
Johnny Mezcal, stop
Modelo's. I got Modelo's already in the fridge. We got food, whatever y'all want. We got DJ.
I'm gonna try.
Come through. Let's get it. I'm gonna DJ for you guys.
Woo! DJ Johnny Mezcal.
As long as it's not house music or fucking electro, no, I'm in.
I can do that, but
you
I
do
don't.
Do that.
No, I don't do that. I mean, no. I do. I will, but if you don't want to, I like to mix, bro.
Why are you beatboxing?
I'm talking about. I'm talking about 70 to 90 BPMs. Baby.
Everything good. 70 to 90 BPMs.
Now, you already know that's not house music.
He doesn't know what BPMs are.
What is it?
Es el ritmo, loco.
Pero qué es lo que es? ¿Qué es lo que quiere decir BPM?
I got it right here, BPM.
¿Qué?
Es el sonido, loco.
Pero
el
qué es lo que quiere decir?
El modo, no, pero no qué... me acuerdo, pero el sonido, el beat. De la música.
Ajá.
Pero qué, ahora que tú quieres que yo salte. No me traes bro. That's the beat of the music, bro.
Let's get it.
To anybody listening, we're dicks on purpose because this is lost in translation.
BPM.
Hey, this has been happening with me for over 18 years already.
And yo, none of us are immune to it.
Right.
No, but that's the how this.
Socrates, is he talking to the wrong? Is that the wrong side of the mic? Hey, dick shit. You're talking the wrong side of the mic.
I got a dick shit for you right here, bro.
What the hell, man?
Yeah. Get it out. It's stuck in your throat.
Yo,
that's what she said.
Yo, do you wash that shit very well?
Yeah, my brother. You like it? It's nice.
It's
turning gray already.
This gay guy gave it to me.
That's not black no more. That's gray.
Crazy hood. Crazy
hood?
Crazy. Like Crazy Mansion. Crazy Hood Production.
Crazy Mansion. Tell me more about Crazy Mansion.
I don't know, bro. It's like a place in Kendall.
Do you guys want to be a part of my ghost hunting show?
What the hell,
ghost hunting?
I want to. No, this is me with my weird dream, like me wanting me fantasies that I have.
No, not me. How about
I
want to
do a ghost hunting show?
No.
You know where to start?
Yeah.
Where?
I mean, if I want to do a pilot, I want to do it at there's this fucking like mansion on the by Pinecrest. I forget the name of the place. Yeah. It's supposedly haunted.
All right, let's do it. Yo, there's a hospital in North Miami Beach.
It's haunted?
It's a hospital. It's gotta be haunted.
Is
it's
it working?
It's been abandoned for 30 years.
Okay, there, I'm in.
Now let's do it.
My show, my working title is Crazy Ghosts.
Okay.
And yeah, let's go. Let's rock and roll. We get drunk and then we go.
Dude.
That's the show. We get drunk and then we go into the haunted place.
Because
you're not scared anymore. And you're like, fuck you, ghost. What are you doing, man?
What about we do some shrooms and get some drunk?
No, that's a different show. That's,
we go in.
I would love to see you. This guy on shrooms.
Yo,
this guy on shrooms. Yo, his smile would be up here.
No, man.
I want Mangu.
Yo. Now, there's some ghosts that could be like, you know, crazy and they'll slap you around and scratch you and, you know, take you down.
What kind of ghosts are you fucking?
Yo, you believe in ghosts?
What kind of ghosts?
I respect that
kind of stuff, bro. I respect it.
You believe in it?
I mean, I'm Hispanic, yeah.
What's the term that they use? What's the fucking?
I got a betaza vaina, loco. You know.
Okay, do you believe in la vaina, loco?
Sí, bro, porque esa vaina te agarra y te trae y te hace de todo. Y si tú te pones de fresco, te siguen a la casa.
Te jalan los pies en la noche.
Entiendo, loco, y hunt you for life and shit.
Funny story,
pretty
sure.
Get on the mic.
Funny story. Well, I don't know how funny this is. When I was...
Nika's so serpent over the rainbow over here, bro.
When I was four or five years old, my grandfather died on my dad's side, right?
Okay.
Coño, that's very sorrow.
Yeah, no, it's all... I mean, it is what it is. But I used to see him after.
What?
I used to play baseball, right? So at the park, you know, be playing or whatever, in a game or practice or whatever. I would see him fully.
But how, though?
I swear to God, bro. I used to see him
fully. Okay. But
it got to the point.
I'm there with you, but how did you see him? Like, did it look like a person there?
It looked like a person there. It wasn't like
it wasn't like a ghostly figure.
No, not like they do in movies. It was like, you guys, you know, 30, 40 feet. from where I'm at right now.
So you saw him, and then did he interact with you?
I would see him. No, he would just watch. He would just watch. And it got to the point where he started to freak out my fucking parents, right? And we're not very religious people.
All right.
So I told my dad, because I was his dad, I was like, yo, I see Papi Alberto. He was like, so we stopped. We all held hands and we prayed. And that was the last time I saw him.
So you think you prayed him away?
I don't know. That's what he thinks.
Bro.
I didn't pray him away.
You prayed him
away.
My
dad made me pray him away.
Gotcha.
Do you think, so let me ask you this. Do you think it was psychological and that the praying away really was your mind letting loose?
Dude, like homie, letting go? I was 5 years old.
That's what I'm saying.
What am I going to think? I don't know.
Maybe, because you know when you're a kid, you're...
To be honest with you, I never even really considered it until this point. But I just fucking see him
There's two trains of thought here. The kids, when you're young, your imagination or your brain
is wild.
Not wild. It's open to really seeing things.
Yeah.
And the other school of thought is that, and then when you're older, you're not gonna see these magical things, right? And then the other school of thought is when you're older, you believe in science, basically. That it's not real. That shit ain't real.
I can see that.
I actually believe in the children version of it. Mm-hmm. That when you're a child, you see more. That's there.
You're more open to it.
Right.
You don't deny it as much.
Right.
But it's more liberating at the same time.
Right. And so this last time that I saw a dragon flying with Boris, I was like, yo, what?
What?
Dragon?
What the where did this come from? Yo, I just paused and I was like, I looked around, I was like, where the fuck did this dragon come from?
Oh, yeah, you know what? It came from Moon Rocks. Yeah, that's what
Moon
Rocks.
Yo, why are you asking for the mic and then throw the mic back at him?
I haven't tried the Moon Rocks yet. I'm too scared about the Moon Rocks.
So Puff the Magic Dragon was hanging out with Boris.
Puff and Boris. Puff.
All right, so we're gonna end this episode of Lost in Translation.
Yeah, man,
we're gonna finish our motherfucking beers. It was great not talking to you, Boris.
Yes,
I do apologize about that. I tried to bring you in.
I'm just like you, you know. I just sit back
high
and
run. High five.
I tried to bring you in with the whole Tyson thing, but you know, it works out different ways.
You know, I'm learning, brother.
Boris was me and Drink Champs today.
Exactly.
Oh, you did Drink Champs.
Oh, my attention. God. And you paid attention what's going on.
You are a Dominican.
They used to call Dominicans
Dominican. Oh, shit. The teacher.
Hey.
Okay.
All right. Signing off, and we're going to finish these beers.
Pleasure. Hey. Nice being on here. I'll see y'all.
Thanks a lot for having me, guys.
Big John Mescal, Abstracts. Let's go.
Yay.
Socrates represent. Dominican Republic.
Yes.
Not in the Olympics.
Not in the Olympics, no.
A lapada in the house.
Boris with the ceviche.
Thank you, brother.
Dessert.